Welcome to Mainly Phenology, a program focused mainly on the phenology of Maine, the timing of natural occurrences throughout the seasons. This program is an audio calendar of the Maine outdoors, where we share what's happening in nature each week and focus on specific species and concepts that you can observe outdoors in hopes that you'll become just a little more curious about the natural world. I'm your host, Hazel Stark, and this episode was written by Joe Horn. Throughout the year, the rich woods of Maine reveal countless phenological events that help us track the seasons by the happenings of little beasts of feather, fur, and flower. These are aspects of our ecosystems that we call biotic, or living things. But supporting all of these are a whole host of what scientists consider abiotic factors, or non-living things, without which life would not exist. These unsung heroes of the wilds include air, water, and stone, the very canvas of our planet's vast wilderness masterpiece. One of these vital abiotic factors is the feature of today's program, spring runoff. While I will refrain from allowing my springtime exuberance to get the best of me by suggesting that there is no ice and snow left in the state, I think it is safe to say that the vast majority is now gone. But gone isn't a word you can readily apply to water in any of its states of matter, be it solid snow, a liquid lake, or gaseous humidity. Once melted, the previously solid snow is now free to trickle, seep, and run across the soil's surface or down into the duffy depths of field and forest. The bigger the snowfall and the colder the winter, the soggier our main spring, and that means two things. First, the otherwise firm ground turns into deep, sticky mud, and then later, even as the soil returns to its solid state, our tranquil tributaries turn into raging torrents. A powerful springtime flow is essential for the health of the waterways and the plants and animals that rely on them. Silver maples are one such species which lives right on the banks of rivers and streams and is the very first of our maples to drop their seeds in the spring. As their little helicopters delicately descend down to earth, many will find themselves fallen into the swift current and pulled downstream where they will settle on the banks to make new trees many miles downriver. The ferocious spring floods strip mud, silt, and detritus from the riverbed and stream banks to reveal bare rock, which is excellent habitat for stoneflies and mayflies, and helps to make essential spawning habitat for trout and salmon. These flows also help our various sea-run species, like alewives, blueback herring, elvers, smelts, and shad, navigate our coastal waters on their annual spawning run. For what now appears to be a riffle in the high water of spring may reveal itself to be an impenetrable waterfall in times of low water. For the fearless river rafters, whitewater kayakers, and wilderness canoeists, this time of year also holds a swifter significance. Like river herring traveling in reverse, these adventurers afloat take advantage of the high water that generally persists now through June to explore streams, rivers, and creeks across Maine that would otherwise be too rocky and shallow for the other 8 months of the year. For me, after a long winter of deep snow and hard freezes, the spring melt provides a time to strike out for solitude and reflection, to recreate myself with a smoky campfire, a tin cup of boiled coffee, and the methodic stroke of an ash canoe paddle pushing my adventure forward through a liquid path as old as the earth, an opportunity to get back in touch with the important things in life and a simpler way of being. So this week, you could pull out the old canoe, kayak, or raft and hit the water in pursuit of adrenaline, adventure, tranquility, or oneness with the spring melt. If you do, just make sure you keep it safe. Never attempt rapids that are outside of your ability level, always wear a life jacket, and tell a friend about your travel plans. If you're unsure of where to start but want to try out paddling, you could even hire one of Maine's renowned wilderness guides who have followed in the legendary footsteps of Cornelia Flyrod Crosby. Maybe we will see you out there. You can find a link to the full transcript of this show, as well as references, contact information, and accompanying photos by visiting archives.weru.org. You can also listen to or download our features or subscribe to podcasts. Theme music was by A Pileated Woodpecker, made available by the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. Thanks for listening, and please join us next week for another dive into mainly phenology.